Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about celebrating our third decade, continuing to celebrate the third decade. We just can't seem to stop that, folks. We're having a good time here on the Small Business Advocate Show. We're glad you're here. Gordon Chang is here. Gordon's become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last 5 years or so. He's the author of Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes on the World. Also, his seminal work, The Coming Collapse of China, has been out for a while. Read his columns in a lot of different places. Gordon, I need your website, please.
www.gordonchang.com.
All right. Just say his name and put a dot com on the end of it, and you'll find all the things that he does there. Gordon, you've given us a great report on the U.S. and Russia this week, on China, how that situation, how that multifaceted 3D chess game is going. Now let's turn to North Korea. And where do you think that stands? Now that we've had, a month or so since the summit, is that progressing in the direction that you hoped it would, that President Trump hoped it would? What do you think?
Yeah, I think that there's disappointment in the White House right now about the way things have gone since the June 12th summit. People have said, as CNN reported, that the meeting between the North Korean officials and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo about a week ago went as badly as it could have.
Wow.
The problem is that President Trump, his policy on North Korea is based on the premise that Kim Jong-un, the North Korean ruler, has made a decision to give up his nuclear weapons and his missiles. And that does not appear to be the case,
right,
at least from what we've seen
from the first reports that came out, it looks like that's the opposite of that, like he's doubling down almost.
Well, certainly. What's really surprising here is that if you look through the end of May, President Trump had an incredibly effective North Korea policy. Kim Jong-un was the only one making concessions. President Trump was not. But you get to the summit on June 12th, and then the reverse is occurring. President Trump is the only one making concessions. Kim Jong-un is not.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not to say that Trump can't change the dynamic, but he needs to, because things are going in the way that is extremely prejudicial to American interests.
Does he have the right people on the job to fulfill this? And let me broaden that and say, in Russia, China, North Korea, does he have the right people on the job?
I think he's got a very good foreign policy team. Secretary of State Pompeo is very impressive. You know, you have John Bolton, National Security Advisor.
Right.
Now
he's no lightweight, and he's no sissy either.
No. The problem is that you've got President Trump, who sometimes makes some good decisions and sometimes makes some pretty bad decisions.
Right.
And so the issue is not his staff. The issue is the president himself.
Well, he has a good staff, but will he let them be good? Will he let them be effective? So back to North Korea. What do you see this? How do you see this rolling out over the next 12 to 24 months? Because I think it's fine to let this be a patient project, right? Where we take time, we say, okay, let's have a goal over the next 5 to 10 years even. What do you think?
Well, right now, President Trump has made some concessions, which means that time is on Kim Jong-un's side. So although we can be a little bit patient, nonetheless, we've got to be concerned.
Right.
Secretary Pompeo talks about how we're keeping maximum pressure on, but we're allowing the North Koreans to hollow out the sanctions by not designating their new front companies. Also, we're not imposing any costs on the Chinese and the Russians for blatantly violating sanctions. So Kim is getting the money that he needs, and that means he has less incentive to come to terms with the United States and to act in good faith. Also, President Trump suspended the major exercises right. between South Korea and the United States. That means our readiness is declining. And although we can allow that for a certain period of time, we can't do that for too much longer.
You can't put the horse, those horses back in the barn that quickly. So real quick, do you see President Trump making some dramatic steps against Russia, punitive steps against Russia, North Korea, and China to try to get himself reestablished on the world stage in the next week or two, three?
Yeah, he has the capability of doing it. Whether he will do it or not is an entirely right. different issue. Right. Very difficult for anyone outside right. of the White House to understand that.
Hey, Gordon, good job today. Good reports. Will you come back soon?
Of course. Thank you so much, Jim.
Gordon Chang, ladies and gentlemen. GordonChang.com. What a great report. What a great show.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.